Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful. Hello everyone, I'm Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and we're going to be with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll try to discuss the commentary of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم رب هب لي حكما وألحقني بالصالحين.
And he said, My Lord, grant me authority and join me with the righteous.
Dear listeners, as you were previously with us, we reached the 83rd verse of this chapter, Surah Ash-Shu'ara, to be discussed. The verse reads, رَبِّ هَبْ لِي حُكْمًا وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ. My Lord, bestow wisdom on me and join me with the righteous. Throughout the previous verses, we all understood how Prophet Abraham introduced his Lord, and he described what true Lord must be to be deserving, to be worshipped. الَّذِي خَلَقَنِي فَهُوَ يَهْدِينَ وَالَّذِي هُوَ يُطْعِمُنِي وَيَسْقِينَ. He starts with creation, guidance, feeding and providing people to drink. وَإِذَا مَرَضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. Such a God needs to heal you when you are sick, and he is the one who causes you to die and gives you life afterwards, and you must be having hopes on him to forgive you your mistakes on the Day of Judgment. So Prophet Abraham nullified the superstitious imaginations of these gods they were worshipping. And now this verse. رَبِّ هَبْ لِي حُكْمًا. My Lord, bestow wisdom on me. The Quranic word hukm mentioned here can be in the sense of government, guardianship, and the management of the affairs, or it can be used with the meaning of knowledge and cognition. The word hukm, of course, has a meaning more than hikmah and wisdom and theology, because hikmah is only the power of recognition between the right and wrong, but hukm is a cognizance that is accompanied with preparation for executing the right. Anyway, from this verse on, the supplications of Abraham and his beseeching before the presence of Allah begins. رَبِّ حَبْ لِي حُكْمًا وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, We will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
So from this verse on, this is the supplication of Abraham before the presence of Allah. It seems that after inviting that misguided people onto Allah and stating the manifestations of his lordship in the world of existence, Prophet Abraham becomes completely hopeless of them. He turns to the presence of Allah. He asks him whatever he wants, so that he shows those idolaters that whatever they desire for this life, and of course the next life, they ought to ask him. By the way, this matter is another emphasis on the absolute lordship of Allah, and this is really interesting, that by merely changing your addressee within a story, within an incident, an event, you mean something, actually, and something is implied. Prophet Abraham was describing his Lord to them, and yet he suddenly changes the addressee. He was talking to them, now he's talking to his Lord. رَبِّ هَبْ لِي حُكْمًا وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ My Lord, bestow wisdom on me, and join me with the righteous. When, right after he finished describing the God, وَالَّذِي أَطْمَعُ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ لِي خَطِيئَةِ يَوْمَ الدِّينِ He is the one whom I hope who will forgive me my mistakes on the day of judgment. And this is another aspect of the miracle of the Holy Quran. So what does he ask from his Lord? He is, in short term, asking his salvation and reaching the divine mercy. So this is what Prophet Abraham asks Allah. The cognition and inner understanding of him. Habli hukma. This is how we translate hukm in this verse. Wa alhiqni bis-salihin. Being in the presence and being accompanied with other righteous people. So in order to be successful, in order to reach salvation, it's not enough for you alone to be close to God. You need to have a society of righteous people. We'll discuss more, brothers and sisters, in the next episode, God willing. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Worked for me, worry, and when faith